Hello and welcome to the Iconic Womanhood podcast. Today, I interrupted my plans to have a conversation with you that we have to have based on what happened in the US yesterday. We have been in an unprecedented season, right? We've had just so many things that we've never experienced before. And yesterday, we experienced an attack on our very democracy. What we thought could never happen, happened by its own citizens. It was a sad day indeed, but it is a new day today. And I'd like to share some things with you. And actually, I know that some of you might even be offended by what I'm about to share with you. But it is going to open up something important. So I'm going to risk offense in the purpose and service of the purpose of helping you be your most iconic self and helping you rise into leadership and being the coach in this moment. So if you will hold space for me, let's go.
Welcome to the Iconic Womanhood Podcast, where we celebrate and learn from the wisdom of authentic, brilliant, conscious, and creative women from all around the world. This podcast will leave you inspired, empowered, and equipped to become truly iconic. And now, here is your host, Akenna. She is a transformational coach and speaker.
You know, I think sometimes, despite our best intentions, we do hurt people's feelings. And sometimes we have to. I remember when I was growing up, my mother would discipline me. And when she would discipline me, sometimes she would say, "This hurts me more than it hurts you." And I would always look at her like, who are you kidding? And now that I'm a parent, I understand, because there are times when I have to discipline my children, my daughter, and I might have to take something away, or I might have to place a restriction. And it doesn't feel good. Because as a parent, you want your children to be happy all the time. In fact, when they are not happy, you feel quite concerned, right? But I know that I would be doing her a disservice if I just created a life where she had no discipline, just so that she would be pleasured at all times. Sometimes her feelings are not the critical thing. Sometimes it is the character that matters. Today, I want to warn you, I'm going to challenge some of you who are not ready to do what I'm going to ask you to do. I would like you, if you feel challenged by this, to let it sit. Let it sit and listen to it again. It has been a hard year. It has been a really hard year. 2020, as we would say in Nigeria, wow, right? There's been a lot of loss. We have been confronted, particularly certain groups, marginalized groups. I am African American, and so we've been confronted. The whole Black Lives Matter, we were confronted with what we already knew, but it is one thing to know it. It's another thing to keep experiencing it. Every time you turn on the news, it seemed as if every other day, every week, it seemed to increase exponentially. There was one act of racial injustice after another. And it is damaging to keep seeing that. In fact, we would have conversations in my friends group and with my family about how we have to be careful about what we take in, because it can become a kind of emotional trauma. You know, you just keep re-traumatizing yourself over and over again, and it can actually deplete you of energy, of thought, of wisdom. You can just be overwhelmed by your emotions. And so for me, I have to be very particular about how I take in my information. I don't have CNN or any other news channels running constantly in the background, because that will seep into your subconscious and do damage. But when we have had a day like yesterday, the temptation, it's like, you know, when you see an accident, you can't look away. The temptation is to stay steeped in it, to stay steeped in the outrage, because your outrage is justified. It is completely justified. When you have people who gather and they're not protesters, they're terrorists. That's what it is, domestic terrorism. They are anarchists. They came to, in fact, I watched a video where one of the ladies said she had been maced, and she expressed shock about being maced. And the reporter asked her, why was she trying to go into the Capitol? The Capitol building, and this, just in case you're listening to this, and you know, forgive me because I've made an assumption, or I'm acting as if I have an assumption. I know that we have listeners from all over the world, so forgive me. But yesterday in the United States of America, we had Trump supporters. So we have an outgoing president. He's been voted out. And yesterday they were going to certify the election results and formally announce President-elect Biden. And the supporters, Trump, who has been arguing, who has been fighting, who has gone to court over and over again, trying to, you know, change the outcome of the results, who has refused to accept what we all have seen is factual, but he continues to proclaim that he won. And many believe, for whatever reason, and some of his supporters gathered and proceeded to be violent, proceeded to damage our Capitol building, desecrate one of the monuments to our democracy, to the very thing that I believe makes America great. The fact that no matter who you are, the fact that no matter where you come from, no matter what you look like, no matter what your educational background, the fact that you are an American gives you the right for your voice to be heard. And that is something that has always been unique to this country. Other countries have the democratic process as well. But what I mean is the way we have held up that, we have been a shining light in that way. It has been a badge of honor. And yesterday, that badge was ripped off as we watched hundreds of people breach the Capitol. And it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy because we know that we are secure. We know we have security. We know because we've seen the forces that came out when the Black Lives Matter protesters were gathering peacefully, even when nothing was going on, you would see armed forces everywhere. But here, there seemed to be no way to hold the line. And the big difference was the color of the skin. And we know America has had a race challenge. We know this. It is actually part of the fabric of the foundation. It's the foundation on which this country was built, slavery. Not just slavery, but taking land from the indigenous. It has been about making one race supreme over others. So we know. But fortunately, good has been pushing back evil for years. And I know that when things like this happen, it feels as if that's not true. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. How to take back your power. when you feel victimized. And not just how, why you must. You know, someone, sometimes, and I've had this happen actually a couple of times personally, but even professionally, sometimes when you charge people to pull out of their way of thinking, it doesn't feel good. Sometimes when you charge people who aren't ready, it doesn't feel good and they can be upset. If you're trying to provide a solution to someone who still is in a place of needing to grieve, they don't want a solution. If you're trying to provide a solution to someone who is addicted to being a victim, they don't want to hear it. If you're trying to provide a solution to someone who just doesn't even have the energy to see another way, it can be painful. And so I crave your indulgence, because for some of you, you may be in any of these particular buckets or other buckets that would make it hard to hear this. And I give, you know, I won't be offended. You can turn it off right now. But I think that you might be making a mistake. Let me tell you why I think this is such an important thing to talk about right now. It is the seventh day of the new year. And I know that this new year, and so many people know this, every new year, in fact, every new day brings with it new opportunities that must be harnessed. If you listen to one of my earlier podcasts in the 7 Days of Wisdom, I talked about harnessing the power of the new. I know that I have harnessed it already for great results. And I know there's something here and I don't want you to miss it. And that's why I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you to take your eyes off what you see with your natural eye and put your eyes on what you can see with your spiritual eyes. I want you to stop looking at the battlefield and look up to the hills from whence cometh your help. I want to challenge you to stop talking about everything that's happening around you from a place of defeat. And this is true whether you are talking about what's happening in the U.S. And what I mean by that is I've seen so many people talking about how, yes, if it was Black people, they would be shooting. And that may very well be true. But finish the statement then. If you must draw attention to a problem, absolutely. But let it land with power. They would be shooting, but we are changing things, but no more. But put a but behind that. Don't just let it land and let it land on you. If you are going to speak, don't be a reporter. Become a dictator. And what I mean by that is we have been reporting and reporting and reporting. And each time we report with our mouths, because remember, your mouth has the power of life and death. And every time we speak, we activate things, whether we know it or not. If you're listening to this podcast, if you've listened to me before, you know that I firmly believe that the intangible dictates the tangible, that what we speak translates into manifestation, that what we think translates into manifestation. And so I want to challenge you to be careful about how you speak, especially now. Be careful about how you think, especially now. I've gone a little further. Let me bring it back. Because this is true whether you're talking about a system of oppression, like racism, sexism, or any other ism. This is true whether you're talking about a personal situation, like your personal finances, perhaps. I had someone write me and she said, I can't afford this. I want to do this, but I can't afford this. I said, don't say that again. Here's a better thing to say. I can't allocate the funds to this right now. But soon. And if you really want to go deep, give it a timeline. But I believe in a year I will be able to. I believe the next cohort, because, and this is interesting, right now I'm enrolling for the Iconic Woman Mastermind, and I've had people write to me, right? I've had people send me messages. Some people have actually opted out even before they find out what the cost is, or the investment requirement, and they just see it and they can recognize that, okay, this is high value, so I'm pretty sure it's going to have a significant investment. And while I believe it is worth the value, the investment, I know I'm not prepared for that right now. And so I've had people reach out and say, or maybe they have gone through the process and they've learned what the investment is required and say, okay, I know that I'm not ready for the February, which is what's coming out. When is the next cohort? Because I want to make sure that I'm prepared because I'm going to be there. Do you know, that's a very empowered place. It's a very empowered place. Because that's the person that's saying, okay, I recognize, because I'm not asking you to deny the reality that is here. I'm just saying we're not going to live as if here is the only thing that exists. There, our future, our possibilities exist. We just have to bring them into manifestation. And so she was already there saying, I am going to be there in the next cohort. That's a much more empowered place than saying, I can't afford it. And even worse is saying it's too expensive, because you've just taken it out of the possibility for yourself, period. And so there's certain things that we are saying collectively and we are creating realities and we just don't realize it. And I want to say something to you listening, because I want to snap you out of any place of disempowerment and reconnect you to the fact that you are powerful. And it doesn't matter what's happening around you. This is what the word of God says, 10,000, 1,000 may fall at my right, 10,000 at my right hand, 1,000 may fall at my left, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. There are certain things that we as people of faith have got to begin to take hold of and recognize it's not just a story, but it's a strategy. And if you want to live the abundant life that has been promised, you have to begin to act as if you believe. You've got to begin to work your faith. And part of working your faith is guarding your thoughts, guarding your words, guarding your heart. You know, they go hand in hand. Your thoughts dictate what's in your heart, and your heart is what brings forth your word. You see, the scripture says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The scripture also says, guard your heart with all diligence, because from it flow all the issues of life. The scripture also says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So your thoughts, your heart, your words. The power of life and death lies in your tongue. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You are creating with your mouth. And what dictates what comes out of your mouth is the state of your heart. And when you continue to take in certain information and you continue to see yourself a certain way, and that's been the temptation. And in fact, I think that's part of the strategy, to have you see yourself as a broken, as a victimized person, as someone who's under oppression, not necessarily someone who has a promise over their lives. And so you begin to speak over yourself. You begin to have it in your heart, harbor resentment and pain and anger and jealousy and feeling as if I am broken and no one cares. And you begin to harbor all of these things in your heart and you begin to manifest them despite how hard you work. You manifest the state of your heart. You manifest the words that come out of your mouth, your inner words and your outer words. Guard your thoughts. How do you guard your thoughts? I really want to challenge you that in this particular season, you have to be really intentional. Turn the TV off. Get the news. I'm not saying be ignorant. Get the news and then move on. Get off social media if that's all you're getting, the churn, the constant, you know. Certainly don't keep engaging. What do you have on your list to do today? Do that. And then be intentional about feeding your mind. You know, Romans 12 says, 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is not just scripture. This is actually, you know, your mind is transformed. Your mind, you have to keep feeding your mind. And you can be conformed or you can be transformed. It's your choice. So you want to renew your mind, feed your mind with things that heal, empower, inspire you. Those things that are good, those things that are worthy, beautiful. Feed your mind. It is not as, I'm not asking you to be in denial. I'm not asking you to pretend as if it's not happening, to stick your head in the sand like an ostrich. I am asking you to say, okay, I recognize what's going on out there. That's why I have to be empowered. That's why I have to renew my mind, because I am a warrior. I have to get out there or get in here to get out there, right? Because you're not wrestling people. You're wrestling systems, powers, and principalities. So I need to do what I need to do. So I can't afford not to take care of me. I can't afford to allow myself to be conformed, because when I'm conformed, I'm useless. Can the salt be helpful if it's, you know, if it has no taste? When I'm conformed, what good am I? I cannot allow myself to be conformed. So if everybody's talking about this, everybody feels disempowered, that's okay. I don't mind being unpopular. I'm going to pull out of that. And I am going to look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Remember, when the Israelites had been walking through the wilderness for years and years and years, 40 years, they left Egypt and they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, because it took them that long for even a small segment of them to lose the slave mentality and step into the mentality of what it would take to be in the promised land. Yet the promised land was their inheritance. It was theirs. There are things that are yours that have already been decreed for you, that have already been set aside for you. Do you know that you can get a million today, but if you don't have a millionaire mind, you will lose it? What? Check the lottery winners. Majority of them lose it in a matter of years. Because if you are not the person, you cannot hold space for the success. I just want that to sit with you for a minute. Be not conformed to this world. Whatever you see, whether it's out there, whether it's in your life, your finances, your relationship, your health. In this season, we've got to become radical. And I'm not telling you anything I haven't practiced myself. Because if I sat around parroting some of the experiences that I had in the last few years, I would not have had some of the extraordinary successes that I've had. I'm asking you to become conscious. To become a conscious architect of the life you desire, because you can do this. You've been graced for this, but you do have to take your power back, and you cannot allow it to be leached out in insidious ways. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What thoughts are you thinking about regularly? Have you ever done a thought audit? If you have not been able to bring forth things, and whether it's things that you want to do, goals you want to achieve, things you want to bring into your life, if you haven't been able to have the success you desire, let me tell you, let me make a suggestion rather. Take a week and audit your thoughts. Every time you have a negative thought, take note of it. Begin to observe your thoughts. I'm willing to, I don't bet, but I'm willing to suggest that more than likely, you have a lot more negative thoughts, automatic negative thoughts. And more than likely, not only do you have the thoughts, you think the thoughts. Because just because you have a thought doesn't mean that you have to think it. When you really become conscious, you become aware of yourself and you recognize that you are not your thoughts. And so a thought comes and you can observe it. And in fact, you can observe it and you let it go. But often, most of us that are not conscious, when the thought comes, we engage with it. You begin to think on it. You begin to think on it, and then you ruminate on it. And then you take it to another level. You start to speak on it. And then you see the results of what you've been speaking on. And then you think on it some more. And so you are in this negative cycle. I'm not asking you to deny things, because someone will say, well, what are you saying? This is real. This is what's happening. This is real. This is what's happening in real time. Okay. I'm not saying that you should deny what's happening in real time, but I'm saying that you should also speak about what you want. If you can't see what you want in the present, learn to see it in the future. Take a minute and close your eyes and see it. See it. You want to be a Joshua rather than the Israelites that went with him. You know how they sent the 12 spies into the land? They had been wandering for 40 years, and they sent 12. And 10 came back saying, oh, all hope is lost. Imagine you've been wandering for 40 years. All hope is lost. There's no way. There's giants in the land. There's no way we can take this land. This is a people who had been rescued from Egypt, right? You have seen the Lord open up the Red Sea on your behalf. Manna has dropped from heaven on your behalf. Water has flown from the rock on your behalf. Pheasants have landed on your behalf. You know you have a God, and yet you see giants in the land and all hope is lost. You know you have a God and you see things happening in your country and yet all hope is lost. You know you have a God and you see things in your bank account and yet all hope is lost. That was a Nigerian sound. My sister, Hey, How can a people that know they have a God, they shall know their God and they will do exploits. But Joshua said, no. The two that came back, they said, no, we can do this. They said, the land is rich with milk and honey. See, what you have in your heart determines what you see. Your thoughts determine the state of your heart, and your heart determines what you see. It determines what you see. What you speak determines what you see. It determines what you hear. It determines what your mind comprehends. It determines even what you smell, what you feel. When your heart is in a place, the place it needs to be, when you have guarded it, when you are in the vine, when you have remained in God and he is in you, like Joseph in Genesis 37. Joseph had a hard life, but he was headed to the throne, second in command. And all throughout the difficulties of his life, you don't hear Joseph crying and complaining about it. He speaks about God. He speaks about his gift. And the scripture keeps saying, and he was with God and God was with him. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm not suggesting that what I'm asking you to do is easy. The only reason why I'm able to do it is because of God in me. But I also know God is in you. And if you will just allow the Spirit of God to begin to do the work of transforming you and choose no longer to be conformed, you will see a change in your personal life, a change in your power. And if enough of us step into this transformational space, we're already seeing it, because part of what we're seeing is change. It's just the ugly part of change. You know, sometimes when the body is getting rid of toxins, there's boils and pus coming out of it. And we're looking at a little bit of pus because we needed to be aware of what's really going on. You cannot have change unless you have awareness. You cannot have change until you have utter dissatisfaction. And I believe that right now we are becoming confronted with the level of the rot so we can be utterly dissatisfied. And this country will be forever changed. And this is the same for every country, for every system, every organization, until you have a full awareness of the depth of the problem, you can't begin to change it. So this thing that looks like a terrible season is actually an opportunity, as painful as it has been for all of us. And I recognize it has been more painful for many. And it's not like I want to invalidate your pain or invalidate your grief and truncate your grief process. No. One thing I've had to learn is to simultaneously hold space for both grief and joy, is to be able to grieve and but still believe, still keep moving forward. And when I look at where I am, and I look at some of the opportunities I've had, and I look at the way things have changed, I'm grateful. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God is doing a new thing, but you have to perceive it. And if you do not guard your heart, I want you to just think about it biologically. Your heart feeds every organ. And if your heart is sending toxins to these organs, then your eyes, your ears, your mind, your nose, your brain, your skin, your mouth, they will all be tainted. And so you won't be able to perceive, because those are the things we used to perceive. You won't be able to perceive the new thing. You won't be able to perceive the way in the wilderness. You won't be able to perceive the streams in the wasteland. And as such, you will struggle. And you will look over and some other people will seem to be prospering no matter what. And it will feel as if it's not fair. But I want you to stop thinking that it's not fair and start to ask yourself, what am I missing? What am I not perceiving? Let me do my work. Let me audit my thoughts. Let me check the state of my heart. And let me guard my tongue. You have power. You've always had power because you were created in the image of God. And the enemy of your soul, the main thing he came to do, to steal, kill, and destroy, to get you to believe you don't have power, to get you to lay the very things that give you power down, to get you to feel defeated so that you will be defeated. But today, I want to remind you that no matter what you see with your eyes, you can look with your spiritual eyes. I want to remind you that you don't have to be a reporter, but you can become a dictator. Dictate what you want to see. I want to remind you that you are not a thermometer. You are a thermostat. You set the standard around you. And it doesn't matter whether you are a man or a woman, whether you are white or black, whether you are African or Asian. All that matters is that you believe. That's it. I hope that this has blessed you. I hope that even if it challenged you, it still blessed you. And I hope that you will take action on it. From this moment on, guard what comes out of your mouth. If you feel tempted to complain, declare the opposite of what you want to complain about. If you feel tempted to despair, don't despair. Start to sing praise if need be. Get into a place of gratitude. Turn the things off that are taking you to a place of dark sadness and feeling as if all hope is lost. Find some people who can put things in context. Find some people who can speak the truth, but with power. Be empowered. If you must say something, put a but at the end, a but of power, a powerful but. There you go. Speak from a place of power. Don't let any circumstance push you into accepting the role of victim. Because you are never a victim. You are a victor. God bless you. Be well. You may have heard me talk about the Iconic Woman Mastermind. Listen, I know that you are listening to this and thinking, I should really be part of this experience. It's an 8-month experience for women just like you, feminine, spiritual, but high achieving, called to rise into significance from a place of success, called to be the city on a hill, the lamp that cannot be hidden, called to be the icon, inspirational, courageous, original, and necessary. You are ready to step up into your highest form of leadership as a thought leader, as a change leader, a change agent, a world changer, an expert. I'm here to help you do that. I'm here to help you create your platform, create your signature message. I'm here to help you create your system, whether you're going to be in the corporate world or whether you are going to be as an entrepreneur or even in the nonprofit space. That's it. So apply, go to iconicwomanmastermind.com right now and apply to join the next cohort. God bless you. Be well.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe and tell a friend. If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to move from success into significance. Please visit us at iconicwomanhood.com and get a free gift to help you on your journey.